The first element of a story is called the desire. What makes a story possible is you have a main protagonist, a main character, who has a desire. The desire drives the story. Let's take an example of a movie that's been around a long time, a silly one that most people probably have seen. How about something like, let's take an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie like True Lies. How many saw that movie? Let me see your hands, True Lies. Keep your hands up so I can see. Okay, almost all of you, perfect. So in True Lies, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a desire. What's his primary desire in life? Someone tell me. What's his desire? Come on. That's right, catch bad guys, free the world from bad guys, support the world and being free from those people that would try to destroy the earth. Isn't that his primary desire? Does he spend most of his time doing that, yes or no?
Yes!
Where people put their time is where they have their deepest desire, okay? So the movie opens, and what's he doing? He's in a scuba suit below the water. He sneaks out, pulls it off, and of course, he's perfectly dry underneath with a tuxedo on. It has no creases, because it's Arnold, for God's sakes. He instantly slips into the ball. He tangos with a beautiful woman, and then he leaves her to go upstairs and do his work, because the woman's nice, but the work's more important. Okay? He gets up there. He finds the computer files. He takes them. As he's leaving, they spot him. But of course, he stops to kiss the girl, because you got to be polite. As they're chasing him, he kisses her, then he flips around, goes outside, dances her out, runs down the hill. He is chased by 500 guards with machine guns, none of which have the ability to hit him. He dodges, he moves, they jump in trucks, he's on skis, right? And so sure enough, they're all going, and he manages to escape being Arnold, and you see that he not only has a desire, but he lives his desire, and it's wonderful, right? Now, every character, while they have a desire, what makes the movie go is the desire. What makes the movie interesting, or the story, or the book, is the second element, which is the person has a problem and a need. We discover Arnold's problem when he arrives home. He defeated the bad guys, but he comes home to his family, where he has a real problem. He has no relationship with his family. His wife wonders where he was. He tells her he was at a computer convention. He lies to his wife about what he does for a living, where he could die at any time. And his kid, how much connection does he have with his kid? Zero. In fact, he has some little spy device in the other room, and while he's shaving, he tells her she can't do something. He sees her sneak in his wallet, take his money. He comes running after her, and like an impotent person, unlike Arnold, who can take on the bullets, he cannot take on his daughter. She jumps in the back of a motorcycle with some guy and speeds off while he screams at her, right? He looks completely like a wimp. So his problem is he has no connection. And the need he has is for some character traits that are missing in this context of his life. He is dishonest. He does not have honesty, so he can't have connection, right? He is absolutely not courageous. He has no courage. He doesn't have the courage to be vulnerable. He can handle bullets. He can't handle his wife. He can't handle his children. So he's dishonest. He has no courage. These two are clear. And as time goes by, you see other ones that are missing, but those two are clear. So there's a problem and there's a need. Everybody wants their desire. How many of you have ever achieved your desire and still been unhappy? Say, I. Because the purpose of life is not to get your desires. See, if you get, you think like the purpose of a goal is to get the goal. You're wrong. The purpose of a goal is in pursuit of it to make you become something more. And if you get the goal and you don't become more, you'll still be unhappy. The purpose of problems is to make us grow and become more. Ultimately in life, getting what you want will not make you happy. What will make you incredibly happy is becoming who you need to be. Because ultimately, you can get what you want, you won't be happy. It's only by transforming yourself and becoming something more that you experience true joy. So we think it's the thing we're after when the thing is just a reason for you to have to find a part of yourself that's not being fully employed. A part of yourself that can give you a self-revelation, an epiphany, a total transformation for the rest of your life. Because once you take and put that muscle in place, that emotion, then suddenly you not only become skinny, but you don't have to worry about ever being fat again. Because you have the determination that gives you the certainty that you don't have to go, what if it doesn't last? Because you have the muscle that says, I make it last. And you stop that storytelling that you used to have. And your life has changed forever. And until you add that in, nothing will last. This is where life, basically where the rubber meets the road, this is where your life is shaped and formed.